Y100, it is Sounds of Nashville Day, and we're super excited to have the Warren brothers at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens tonight, and I actually have Mr. Brett Warren on the phone. Brett, are you ready for tonight?
I can't wait.
It is going to be such a fun night. So, if anyone has never been to the Sounds of Nashville before, I know you travel a lot and you do this type of thing, right?
Right, yes. It's a really cool event. So, if a lot of people that don't live in Nashville haven't seen what they call songwriting Songwriters Nights. And what's really cool about it, like these hit songwriter nights, is that you not only hear the songwriters of the songs play the hit songs that you've heard on the radio, but you hear the stories behind it and how the idea came up and how you recorded it and how you got it to the artist. And sometimes they're hilarious, sometimes they're ridiculous, sometimes you cry. JT Harding's going to be with us. He's hilarious. It's a really fun night. When I'm off work in Nashville and I'm not writing, me and my wife go see writers all the time. I still love it.
It kind of puts you into, it almost feels like you're in some kind of secret club where you are like some of the only people that get to hear the stories behind the songs. You know, like everyone hears these songs on the radio, but the fact that you get to be a lucky person that gets to hear the story behind it is just a really cool thing. And you never really listen to the song the same again.
Right. Like we played a thing called the ACM Honor Show here September 13th. And, you know, we just ran into a bunch of our friends. And it was funny, we ran into Morgan Wallen, who got signed to Big Loud Publishing when Brad and I were writing there. And he was this kid from Knoxville that was, you know, driving over from Knoxville every week to write and sleeping in his truck. And me and Brad felt sorry for him, and we'd take him out to lunch. And he was a phenomenal songwriter and singer. And, you know, the rest is history. But it's just so interesting to see the behind-the-scenes stories of how people work to get where they are. And if you love country music and you love songwriting, if they're a hit songwriter from Nashville, you're going to love it. It's really fun.
It's my favorite event of the year. And I mean, you guys have written some of the biggest songs. You've written a bunch for Tim McGraw, Falcon on My Lips, Highway Don't Care. You've got Toby Keith, Luke Bryan. I mean, the list goes on. Is there a favorite song and a story behind it that you've written? I'm sure it's hard to choose one.
You know, we wrote a song with Tim McGraw, which we wrote a lot from. We've had over like 35 Tim McGraw cuts. Me and Brad and Tim are like great. We've been great friends for 20 years, and I'm very grateful for that friendship. He's a really great, awesome dude. And this one particular time, he called me up and he had read a Time magazine article about soldiers writing letters home to their families when they went off on a dangerous mission. And he already had a record out and he already had a single out. And me and him and Brad just got together at his house one night and wrote If You're Reading This. And we weren't writing it for his record. It was just one of those moments where we just felt like we needed to write it. And 2 weeks later, he called me up and he said, "Hey, I don't know if you're watching the ACM Awards tonight, but I would watch it." So I put it on, and that's the night he performed If You're Reading This. And that's the only recording of that song.
Ooh.
And it went on to be a big hit at radio, and it got nominated for Song of the Year at the Grammy Awards. It's one of those songs that, I don't know, it's special. Every now and then, there's a song that comes along that really moves people's lives and affects their lives. And when that happens, you know it's special. So to me, that song's probably the most special song that we have.
It is a very special one. So, I mean, you just had the best story behind that. So I feel like we have to play it right now to get people ready for the show tonight, which tickets are still available at WNCY.com. Highly recommend coming. It is going to be such an amazing night at the Green Bay Botanical Gardens. So, Brett, we are going to play If You're Reading This right now on Y100, and we will see you tonight. We're so excited.
Okay, thank you so much, Hannah. Looking forward to it.